Hello?
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can I speak with Richard White, please?
Let's see.
Okay. All right, sir, and open this up. That's you. Okay, so to start, how many years have you worked, you know, in the masonry industry?
I worked in the industry for 37 years, and I've been retired for 8.
Oh, okay.
So, 35 years.
Sir, and, what is your primary branch of the trade? Would that be bricklayer, mason helper or finisher? Tile setter,
bricklayer and stonemason.
Okay, stonemason. Okay, I can only put one down. You want me to put stonemason or bricklayer?
Bricklayer's fine.
Bricklayer, okay. All right, sir. Now, on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
Foreman.
Foreman. Okay. All right, sir. Now, yes or no? Are you currently working at that, you know, at the trade?
No.
Okay. All right, and approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, you know, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I've been retired for 8 years.
So it'll be 8 years, right? Okay. So 8 years, be retired. Let me see. All right, sir, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Never. And I'm not working anyway, so I'm retired, so.
Okay.
That
okay.
doesn't
okay.
even come
and
into
yes
play.
Yes or no, and. Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Never.
Never. Okay. All right, sir. Thinking about, thinking of what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are, you know, more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number of there were this time last year?
Probably more.
Okay. Be more construction problems. Okay. All right, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, sir, and yes or no, do you get the sense, you know, that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. All right. All right, sir. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years they will be, get better, get worse, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. All right, sir. And switching gears a bit, thinking about, your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are the most concerned about on the job? Would you say dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Silica dust.
Okay, dust and air quality?
Yep.
Okay. All right, sir, and yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Would that be yes in person, yes online, or no?
Yeah.
Would that be in person or online?
In person.
In person, okay. I'm sorry, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
What about picketing?
No.
And political canvassing?
No.
All right. All right, sir, and in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
I haven't worked for it, so that doesn't apply.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right, sir, and changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from, you know, the one you are mostly likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from, okay? The first one would be radio, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspapers, or friends and neighbors.
Local TV news.
Local TV programming, right? And which one would be your second one? Radio, the internet, or social media?
Internet.
Cable. Internet. What else? Radio, cable news, print, or online newspapers?
No, I don't watch cable.
Okay, what about family and friends and neighbors? Friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got radio, so none of the last three, right? You said no radio, no cable news,
right,
or print online. All right, we'll put him at the end. All right, sir, and which of the following issues matters most to you right now, you know, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, healthcare, education, or something else?
Jobs and the economy.
Jobs and the economy, okay. All right, sir, and as you may know, back, you know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah.
And you have heard a lot about it, just some or a little bit?
A lot. I've worked on Davis-Bacon jobs.
Okay. All right, so as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not
important
at all for the federal elected officials to support it?
Very important.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay. All right. All right, sir. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute? On the United States, the United Auto Workers, or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The auto workers.
Would that be much more or just somewhat more, the auto workers?
Much more.
Much more. Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. We're almost done with this survey. I only have a few more minutes to go. I really thank you for your time. Okay. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is done with each of the following. Okay. The first one will be his job as a president overall. Would you approve it strongly? Approve somewhat? Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. What about the economy?
Somewhat approved.
Okay. Foreign affairs.
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. Okay. Healthcare.
Strongly approved.
Immigration.
I strongly approve.
And support for labor unions.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat support. Okay. All right. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
No.
Would that be strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. All right, sir. And are you registered to vote? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain we'll probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think we'll not vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain, okay. All right, sir, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now turning back to back, okay, how would you rate the overall effectiveness on your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness on international union? Excellent, good, or just fair, or poor?
I would say good.
Good. Okay. All right, sir. And how could the union best improve its presentation and service? In your own words.
More representation.
Okay. Oh, you think more representation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you tell me a representation like on what?
People on the ground.
Okay. The ground. All right. All right, sir, and what do you think the union top priority should be, you know, for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Membership.
Okay. Membership?
Yes.
Okay. Membership. All right, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be job site, text, like SMS, mail, union meetings, or email?
SMS and email, both.
Okay. Okay. Because let me pick one. Okay.
Okay. For right now, SMS.
SMS. Okay. All right, sir. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates, you know, that are important to the BEC? Four or more times a year, couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Four or more.
Four or more times a year. Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, now I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose, okay? Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, would that be independent or?
Independent, yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
Democratic,
okay. All right, sir, and just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Richard.
Okay, Richard, this concludes the survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation on this survey, okay? You have a great evening.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, you too. Thanks.
All right, bye. Thank you.